Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warming author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific gentleman who's a seasoned money manager with 20 years' experience in capital markets, hedge fund, private equity, and investment strategies. He's a managing partner at he's also a chief investment officer of Regal Point Capital and also founded the Dharma Investment, creating funding projects focused on education and entrepreneurship. And he'll be talking about the affordable housing shortage and also a book designed for babies. We'll find about that. Orlando, the amazing seasoned money manager, 20 years experience. He's author of the book, Babies First Business Books. And what's that about? Talks about the affordable housing shortage and more and what can be done about it, the causes and everything, and don't fall into a trap. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented VJ Morley. VJ, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me, brother.
Well, it's great to have you on board, VJ. You're a seasoned money manager with 20 years experience in capital marketing, hedge funds, private equity investment strategies, also managing partner and a chief investment officer of Regal Point Capital. Also, you founded Dharma Investing, creating and funding projects focused on education and entrepreneurship. You also had a book called Babies First Business Book, which is written for babies. And we're here to talk about today with the investments, the capital, finance, what's going on in the world, most notably the affordable housing shortage. And, what can be done, why it has to be affordable, what's the cause, and everything like that. And before getting all that, VJ, tell us how you first got started.
I got started out of curiosity. I remember I was, well, when we're all younger, right? We want things. We want to play video games. We want candy. We want clothes. We want toys.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents kept telling me, too expensive, too expensive.
I hear that all the time. Too expensive, too expensive.
Yeah,
yes.
So if you're four years old, 3 years old, expensive, you know, that's too many syllables. What does that mean? Tell me about this expensive, right?
Expensive by saying it though.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, what do you mean? You don't have enough money? Well, then is that my fault or your fault? They're like, no, it's your fault. You go get it. That's when I came up with my first business plan. Now we're in the mid 80s. My family just moved to Florida. I was born in Louisville, Kentucky. That's probably very obvious from looking at me, right?
Except you weren't horsing around, I could tell.
There you go. And I say y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah. So back in this year, there were two types of candies that were very popular. They were like these gum candies. They were very sour. So they were cry babies and tear jerkers. And I hope I don't get sued for that.
Cry babies and tear jerkers. You're making me hungry already, having like a sugar rush.
So yeah, the whole point was, can you eat these without, because they're so sour, right? And this is before we took chemistry classes and realized what the hell they were putting in the candies. The point is, they were selling like hotcakes, brother. So I remember that one day on the bus, I was going home and everybody's like just fighting over these candies, these gumballs. And I was like, what do they want? They're like, oh, these gumballs. They're called tear jerkers and crybabies. Mm-hmm. So there's a Rite Aid that's like down the street from me. So next time I went down there, I looked and they had them for sale for 5 cents a piece.
Five cents a piece? No wonder. Nickel.
So, whereas our parents, grandparents, great grandparents, depending on the viewership, they could watch a movie for a nickel. We could barely get a gumball for a nickel. But and on the school bus, these gumballs are going for a quarter plus.
Wow, quarter plus? Oh, my goodness.
Well, just think about the margins. Listen, man, today I'm still looking for margins that are this high. I'm buying it for a nickel, and I'm selling it for a quarter, and I'm sold out every single day. Now,
buy low, sell high.
Yes, but buy what is in demand. You could buy something low. Oh, here's a shitty diaper. You want to buy it? Okay, yeah, it's 50 cents. Who's going to buy it from you? You need to buy something in demand.
Right. Well, I'm sure somebody give a crap about a shitty diaper,
There's a lot of weird people in our society, brother.
Yeah, just like the day I saw someone's trying to sell John Lennon's nose hair for like $500, or you know Paul McCartney's fingernail for like $1,000. Weird
Actually,
stuff.
I'll buy both of them for less than $2,000 because I'm sure I'll be able to sell them for more than $5,000 within 3 years because of inflation.
You got.
Yeah. So in other words, price is. See, there's price and value. So Warren Buffett taught us this. And price is absolute. If there's a price tag on anything, then whoever walks in the store must pay that price. It's absolute. Uh-huh. But the value is different, right? So if there's a lemonade stand and you just got done running a 5K or a marathon, whichever one you're more used to. I'm on the 5K side. I haven't done a marathon. Mm-hmm. But if I have not had any water or lemonade, that's very valuable. But if I've been sitting at the bar drinking a six pack and lemonade and God knows what they have now. I know they have all kind of crazy adult beverages.
Oh, like hard lemonade. And I think hard seltzer and I've lost track.
Very popular. What's the one that they're all drinking on college campuses? I forgot about that. Maybe they could give you a, what do you call it?
Oh gosh, I can't remember right now. Was that hard iced tea or shots? I can't think right now.
Pause.
The what?
Well, about the white claw, but the point is price is absolute, value is relative. So the entire investment industry makes their living on that fact, right? Because price is the same for everybody, but value is relative. And so if you are able to find a price that for you is relatively low, and that's what we call value investing, then you go forward. And the opposite is true. If the price is too high, then you'll stay away from it. Or in a financial services, you might short it. On Wall Street, we short it if the price is too high. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, I know it has a bad name, but I think it's only because it's not understood very well. Right,
or poor marketing, poor wording, poor choices, or bad timing.
Yeah, and it goes against what we believe. See, America, I think one of the reasons why people love and loved America, and I hope they still continue to, although things have been changing pretty fast, okay, it's because it allowed anybody from the bottom layer of society to move up to the top layer based on their own work, their own strengths, their own assets, their own learnings. And before, you had that inherited.
Uh-huh.
You had to inherit your power. You had to inherit your money. You had to inherit your future. And one of the things about America, which attracts still to this day, rightly and wrongly, people from all over the world, is that opportunity. But what are we doing with that opportunity? I think we're changing the definition of opportunity, and we're certainly changing the way that you can apply for one.
Hmm.
Advantage one.
That's a really interesting point about the meaning of opportunity changing. Where at that point do you think the meaning of opportunity has changed, you know, dramatically? Where do you think it's kind of started?
I will never forget it because it was the day I got a participation trophy. Yes, I'm trying to win. I'm working hard. I'm a little kid, but then everybody gets the same trophy as me. Pardon my French, but fuck that. We should win if we deserve to win. It's okay to lose, because if you lose, you can win again later. It's not permanent.
Too many people don't understand the whole thing of participation trophies. They think, hey, I got a piece of hardware, I'm going to sell, and everything like that. And you're right. I think that point of the participation trophy, where it's like competition is gone. It's like, I'm going to show up anyway, I'm going to get a trophy. And that diminishes it. You're right.
And so what happens? Well, if everybody's going to get a trophy, should I try harder? Or am I going to break a nail? Or do I not feel right? Or my friend's got a birthday party. Listen, I will be the last one to tell people how to raise their children, because, you know, I'm still a child at heart. and I don't have any children of my own yet. But at the same time, I'm a student of history. I am a professional and I've done pretty well. And I can tell you that pain is a signal. And if you do not pay attention to signals, you're going to miss the sign. And when you miss the sign, you end up going in the wrong way.
That's a rather interesting point. And you also wrote a book about it, in the sense, like with the business and everything we talked about, and especially one of them with you taking a turn as an author, Baby's First Business Book, written for babies. And we'll move into the affordable housing and more with VJ and Marolia. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all you need. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960. For email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time for official shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love you to first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews. An evil oven enjoys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forge Riley, and Benioff. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com and our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Pandora, TuneIn, Buzzsprout, and also Podbean, Apple, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and also follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, more. Follow us on BitChute, Rumble, and YouTube. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. For great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pops, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies, makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com, check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles, also t-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. You're here with the multi-talented seasonal money manager, 20 years experience in capital markets and more, VJ Marolia, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And and getting into the affordable housing, which is going on, and the big news and everything. You've been a managing partner and chief investment officer of Real Point Capital. You also founded Dharma Investing, and tell us more about that.
Dharma Investing is actually the result of a quote that I read during the quarantine.
Oh, okay.
It was hard to escape the COVID, wasn't it? Right? Like, unless you Mars, it was hard to escape it.
America, we've all been trapped. So, yes.
So, when life gives you lemons, right? That was basically the way that I was thinking of it. So, I started thinking more about, okay, eventually I'm going to be not on this earth. I'll be gone. How will I be remembered? Will I be remembered? How do I want to be remembered?
Right.
What is something that I can leave that could help when I'm not able to help physically anymore? Mm-hmm. And I realized that people are making things harder than they need to be, which of course has been true for so long, right? Every industry makes their industry seem more complicated than it needs to be. And therefore they're allowed to charge more money. They're allowed to feel more important. We've all been guilty of that. But with, I think Wall Street, just like how Big Pharma is doing right now, I think Wall Street went a little bit too far and has created the whole DeFi trend, because human beings, we do not like to be pushed around. And there's only so much that you could push us where we're going to say, you know what? No. We need a different solution. And I think I went off on a tangent there, Mike, so forgive me, but...
It's perfectly okay. You know something? For those people out there don't understand what DeFi is, and it's been in the news, when you just explain in plain language.
Well, yes. Whereas anytime we deal with money, we have to trust those that are giving it to us, those that are holding it before we receive it from those that are giving it to us. So what does that mean? That's a middle man or a middle woman or whatever the hell they identify as today.
Or a middle
shit. Well, I appreciate your sense of humor, brother. But the point is, the more people that you bring in to a transaction, the more expensive it is by necessity. Time and money, you've heard the old adage, time is money. No, it's not. Time is much more valuable than money. We can lose money today and we can make it back tomorrow. But are we ever going to get back April 4th? 2024. I don't have a flux capacitor. Do you?
Well, one of the gremlins was getting a hold of it, the capacitator, and we're fighting over it right now. But I really can't think of anybody. It's like I tried to call Michael J. Fox. He already went back into the future race. So sorry.
So that means that time is more valuable than money. Now, how many people are living their lives that way? I would say not enough, certainly not in my friend circle, and certainly not in my family. But in any case, what I mean to say by that is that and I understand why, and I'm all for having a fair game so that people don't have unnecessary advantages or unfair advantages over others, right? But there's an equality of outcome, which is different than the equality of the opportunity. We should have equality of opportunity, and God already gave us that, or science, or Mother Nature, or Father Time, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's called, if we're blessed, we'll have 24 hours tomorrow. A lot of us have to sleep for 8 hours.
Right. I understand that concept. I hear that a lot.
Yeah, but it's that third set of 8 hours, Mike. What are we going to do with that third set? Are we going to take selfies? Are we going to, you know, are we going to read? Are we going to write? Are we going to argue? Are we going to fight? Are we going to walk a dog? Are we going to walk a cat? Are we going to go see our parents? Are we going to reproduce? To each is their own. But that necessitates the opposite of equality, because no one's going to do the same thing, nor should they.
Right.
Ever a world, a planet where everybody's doing the same thing at the same time in the same way, looking the same? No.
Right. Yeah. And of course, you know, you get to a part about where everybody does the same thing and everybody's got to be the same and everything else. I even have this one quote that if everybody looked the same, act the same, performed the same, spoke the same and everything, this world be pretty damn boring. And I can totally see where you're coming from on that one, too. So, and of course, you know, when it comes to business and everything else that, you know, it all starts from birth. And how do you understand business from lemonade stands to hedge funds and everything? And you also wrote a book for babies, which is Baby's First Business Book. And tell us more about that.
So this was during the COVID quarantine, and I had to cancel a trip to go visit my niece and nephew. And I started to think about, well, wait a minute. Although I did not expect this, I'm not going to expect other things that may come up. One day I won't be here. How will they remember me? Right. And so I started thinking about, well, what's a good way for them to not only remember me, but maybe use something that I've learned and use it to their advantage. And maybe other people could use it to their advantage. So one thought leads to the next. And then I'm like, you know what? I should just write a book. And what's the easiest way for me to do it? Because I know that I'm very lazy, strategically lazy. My friends, family, and especially my ex-girlfriends don't like that term, but I'm strategically lazy because I understand the value of time. And I also understand and I appreciate science and physics. So I know that I need to build momentum. Momentum is a powerful force, right?
Oh, yeah.
So powerful. So I said, what if I just start something small? An alphabet, right? Alphabet's easy. There's not infinite amount of letters. I mean, there could be depending on it, but in the English language, there's not an infinite, right? Less than 30, that's fine. I could do that in less than 30 minutes if I put my focus on it. So I just basically focused and I said, okay, how can I explain business through the alphabet. And I'm going to pretend like I'm talking to a baby. And even though the baby won't create a business, someone must read to the baby. That's the point. Mm-hmm. I knew that someone's going to read to the baby. Maybe
right,
it's the
mom,
the dad, the aunt, the uncle, the grandparents. And maybe they can learn something from it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yes, exactly.
And it started a trend. So now we have Baby's First Book of Business. We have two more coming. Baby's First Book of Animals. We also have another one, Baby's First Book of Computers. Julia is helping me with Baby's First Book of Real Estate, which is going to be a fantastic one.
Oh, nice.
And then it's not about just babies, because then they got to go to kindergarten. Then they got to go to elementary school. Then they got to go to middle school, high school, right? And so what we want to do is start as simple as possible. And actually, while I have you, I want to give kudos to my Uncle Nick. We all need mentors. The most unhappy people in the world cannot answer this question. Who is your mentor? Who do you look up to and why? If they're unhappy, they cannot answer that. If they're happy, successful, they'll immediately answer that, because that's what we need. We need people that we look up to, and we need options of different paths that we can take. And once we get those, once we find those, life gets a lot better. And I'm just hoping that I can add this as one. Well, Nick, I want to give him kudos, because he's the one that explained business to me in one sentence. He said, all business is the same. R minus E equals P. Every business has a revenue. Otherwise, it's a shit business. Most businesses have expenses. Otherwise, it's a brand new business. And if the business is profitable, if it's good, then it will have something left over. Profit. R minus E equals P. Doesn't matter if you're AI, you're a garbage man, you're a consultant, lemonade stand. R minus E equals P.
Yes, it does. Excuse me right there. And I think that's a really good point you did as well, too. And of course, you know, helping people achieve and everything. But one of the things, you know, that goes on, it's just like, you know, of course you have a business, but you got to have it in a place. It's like, you know, you got to have a building, got to have a home. And it was also a thing that I was reading
but do we need one though? I didn't mean to cut you off, but.
Oh, no, it's okay. You know something? I was just thinking about this. It's like, I was reading an article where, you know how Apple got started? You had, Microsoft got started, and all these companies out there, big tech, Atari, Sega, Harley Davidson, everything, all these companies, they got started in a garage or in a basement. Even Amazon got started in a basement.
Yes, and now what's happening is that the garage is up here. Now, people without a garage, because no one can afford one anymore, right?
Oh, that's, oh my God.
Garage. So now the garage is here, or it's here in the laptop or the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is the evolution is continuing in such a profound way that all it takes is an idea and a device. An idea and a device can be $1 billion entity.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And of course, you know, how to make that happen. It's like, you know, how do you get this building? How do you get into a house and everything else? And you know, how do you make it happen? We'll find out with BJ Marolia and the affordable housing shortage, and you know, especially for businesses, and where they find places, we'll find out. You listen to the Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warming author Mia Molson Zim. We'll be back with you, Melton Town, BJ Marolia, and talking about the affordable housing shortage after this timeout. We're back with VJ Marolia on the Mike Wagner Show. We talked about Baby's First Business Book, being a seasoned money manager. And of course, the big one is, and what's been big in the news, affordable housing. And it's in a big shortage. And of course, rising demand, limited supply. And we talked a little bit about economics. And of course, you know, maybe from your perspective, let's have you explain in very plain language, what is affordable housing shortage to you?
The affordable housing shortage is a confusing way to think about the only thing that matters in capital markets today.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation. The Federal Reserve And central banks around the world have created so much money so fast that it has not allowed anybody to catch up. So whereas today we're talking about affordable housing or lack thereof,
mm-hmm.
which is another way to say that housing has never been priced so high. Well, at the same time, stock markets have never been priced so high.
I mean, Bitcoin,
What
are we at, 20,000 or something?
So gold never been priced so high. Silver never been priced so high. So actually, we're asking the wrong question. The dollar and fiat currencies have never been priced so low. People are losing trust, as they should, as we cannot blame them, in our currencies, in our centralized planning systems, which is, I think, one of the things that we were talking about before, the growth of DeFi. But sorry to get heated there, brother.
No, that's okay. It's okay. I mean, this is your time to be on the show. You can pretty much express yourself. So we're not censoring one bit, so don't even worry about it. So,
well, thank you, man. I just think that when you simplify things, it clears up the confusion. And you save time, and we already established time is more valuable than money. So mm-hmm. let's save people more than money. They can't get back unless they have a flux capacitor. So here's the thing. Wall Street, Big Pharma, they're making things more difficult than they need to be. Why? To capture our attention. Our attention is so valuable. And what we need to do is make sure that we're using our attention in a way that helps us achieve our goals. So A, if you don't already have goals, then just stop right now. Go for a walk. Going for a physical walk. I don't mean play a video game called Go for the Walk. I'm sure it exists. Maybe it's fun. Who knows? I don't know. Or
it could be on your phone too, but we don't encourage it though. So,
but how about this? Put your phone in a charger. Pet your dog. If you don't have one, go find one. Pet that dog, but ask for permission. You don't want to pet a stranger. What I'm saying is, human beings, man, you know what people forget? We've been around for only a couple hundred thousand years. When I say we, Homo sapien. Yes, hominids have been around for a million years, but I don't know. Do you keep in touch with your hominid aunts and uncles? No. You keep in touch with your Homo sapien ones, if that. And if you like them, I mean, you know, for me, it depends. What I'm saying is things change fast. And if you don't keep up with the change, it confuses you. And if you're confused, go back to the starting point, because then you realize that things actually change slow over time. They change fast from Monday to Friday, but not from, look, there's nothing new under the sun, brother. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You know, when you look about the Roman Empire or the American Empire or the British Empire, same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You rise too fast, you must fall hard.
Right, exactly. And just like with the housing as well, too, the real estate markets, you know, you went bust in 2007, of course, impacting a lot of communities as well, too. It's like you think, you know, you can get housing in low-income areas. And, you know, it's like, I remember back in the day where it's like, you know, you start from the bottom, you work way to the top, you made, I don't know, 40,000, 50,000, and you're able to get a house. Now you're reading reports that even like, you know, low-income and every generation possible out there, it's like you can't even get an apartment for like, you know, less than 1,000. It's almost like I got to work like 3-4 jobs just to barely make rent.
It's never been more impossible to buy a home ever in the history of homes or the United States of America. And I'm not exaggerating. We used to build our own homes. We call them shacks today.
Mm-hmm.
But our ancestors built them because we needed a roof. That's what we needed.
Right.
Today, the home is different. Let me ask you something. Has the government ever involved itself in a major part of our lives and our lives were better as a result? Well, let's see. They involved themselves into, education. And I think people think the world is flat now, or largest percentage since I've been alive. So that took away what, 400 years or more, maybe even 1,000. They involved themselves in what else? Well, healthcare. And for the first time since I've been alive, our lifespans are decreasing, not increasing.
Right. And of course, you think the advanced medicine makes things better. And there's reports that a lot of the medicine out there is making things worse.
Advanced medicine? What is that? Is that like military intelligence? I don't know what that means. All I know is that when you fight Mother Nature, she wins and we lose.
Right.
Or if you fight Father Time, he wins and we lose. We need to stop being so cocky and confident in our own abilities just because we're good at math and AI. And we need to look at Mother Nature. She's survived longer than we have.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And of course, you know, there's a need for all the solutions out there. And
well, but to your point, brother, let me get to the, we need supply. It's not about the demand. We know that there's more people. We're letting millions of people into the country illegally every day and every month. But are we building enough homes? We're not. So what's the problem? It's regulation, man. And I hate to sound like, you know what? No, I don't hate to sound like anything. I just want to sound like the truth. The problem is not demand, it's supply. When you create subsidies, you're making the price go higher. A subsidy means I'll just pay for part of the cost. Well, who are the people that are wanting to pay for it? Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi? Where are they getting the money from? Daddy or us, the taxpayer? True or false? Where does the government earn money? Does the government earn money or does it take?
For what I'm gathering, I'm talking to people, it's been taking lately. And I think when you see a paycheck, it's used to be 20%. Now it's 38%. Now it's almost like over half your check, practically, health insurance included.
Well, I mean, imagine if you're in California, New York, New Jersey. And the best way to imagine that is to come to Florida and then meet the people that have moved here from California, New York, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They're all coming here. And it's not a coincidence, brother. And I want you to come over here. Come visit us. Where are you at, bro?
I will certainly do that. And since you're in Orlando, if you give me some magic tickets, I'll be there. And I'm a hockey fan, too. If you get me tickets to the Solar Bears, that would even be better.
Julia's writing it down right now. And so you just give us some time, brother. We'll make it happen. We'll figure out a way. Now, how about this? Is there a team that you really want to see us play against? The Florida teams play against or no?
It doesn't really matter, but I wouldn't mind the Chicago Bulls, the Milwaukee Bucks, or you know, I can be content with just about any team as long as you get to be in an arena, experience what's it like in an arena and everything. And of course, you know, with hockey, it can be any team long as there's a good game. That's why, brother.
You have my word that we're gonna get the wheels turning on that. But B, let me tell you something else. Growing up in Florida. And I played sports. I played baseball and football. And one of the only things that that we feel like we're missing in Florida is that we didn't get to play high school hockey, man. Like football, right? We love it. And and down here in the South, I mean, it's like it's a way of life. But when I see hockey, it's like football. But hey, you want to go faster? Here's some skates. Oh, wait, you want to be a little more violent? Here's a stick. you want to fight? Oh yeah, go ahead, fight it out. We'll just wait. No one's gonna get what? Where do I sign? I wish I would have been able to play some hockey in high school. But anyways, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't be here today.
Well, you could be in Canada. You never know. It's like they're almost taking anybody these days to play too. Like
if I say the wrong word in Canada, God knows where they lock me up.
And of course, you might end up homeless, being part overcrowded or whatever else. And of course, you do one stupid little thing, you can get kicked out of housing too. And that's getting to be like, you know, prevalent as well. Miss one payment, you're gone. Get in a fight with a landlord, you're gone. You accidentally, you know, tick off a neighbor. Yeah, you're gone. I mean, the whole housing crisis goes beyond, you know, what you see in the news and also the inner workings, what's going on. Of course, you know, real estate companies have gotten bigger and bigger, more regulations and causing a lot of it.
But to your point, I think you hit the nail on the head that actually one of the earliest signs, and now I'm talking about more than 5 to 8 years ago, one of the earliest signs about the unaffordability of housing, the lack of affordable housing, was when we started reading headlines about Toronto and Ontario, because this is Chinese money. This is after the subprime crisis. So now I'm going to bring you back to 2008, 2010. So equities bottomed March 2009, if I'm not mistaken, and then everything just flooded up. And then the Federal Reserve artificially suppressed interest rates. Every other central bank in the world followed them. So now you have free money for everybody. Now you have negative interest rate bonds. What does that mean? That means that people are paying you to buy a home. There's a reason why that doesn't happen frequently, because it's silly.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that would believe that is someone that believes that private parts are interchangeable.
Right. It's silly. Mm-hmm. And certainly, well, and certainly silly as well too. And of course, you know, you have the I'm trying to think who runs the housing department in the White House under the Biden cabinet, or who was in the Trump cabinet, or whoever cabinet was. If you were the named the representative for what Department of Housing or in the cabinet
They're stuck between a rock and a hard place, brother, because they do not get decisions over the supply. There's demand and supply. And all those puppets are doing is subsidizing. It is a fake institution. If you want to increase housing affordability, let us build homes.
Right.
Let us build neighborhoods. Let us build. Mic drop.
And certainly indeed as well too. And I think you pretty much hit it right on the head on that one. And you know, where can we find you at, especially with your book, if they need more information or get a hold of you, if they have questions about affordable housing and everything, you know, what's your website and how can people find you?
I think the best ways, because again, I'm here to spread knowledge and I'm not here to sell any services. So basically go to on Twitter, you can find me VJ on X, okay, or thecashsquare.com. come read the blog. Yeah, it'll take a little bit of time, but come on, you gotta wait for your lunch or your dinner or your flight or your cab or your Uber or your boss or your employee anyways, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We get so that VJ all on the time X, yeah,
thecashsquare.com. Otherwise, Google me. I think I'm the only VJ Marolia that I've allowed.
All right. Well, certainly do that as well, too. And the only one in Orlando as well. We're here with the multi-talent seasonal money manager, VJ Marolio, here on the Mike Wagner Show. Also the author of the book, Baby's First Business Book. And what else can we expect from you in 2024 and beyond?
Well, in 2025, we're going to come out with a documentary about inflation. And we are going to show exactly what everybody is missing and how you can help yourself benefit from inflation. Inflation is not going away, right? It's a tidal wave. So are you going to build yourself an ark or a big surfboard and surf on that inflation, or are you going to get wiped out like everybody else? And that's sad.
Mm-hmm. And we're certainly looking forward to it, and keep us up to date on that. And who do you consider your biggest influence in your career?
The biggest influence in my career?
Yes.
I would say my family. My father came here when he was 19 with nothing, and he barely knew how to speak the language. And although we don't have the best relationship today, we'll never stop appreciating what he did, and I'll never stop appreciating what this country provided him. And it's sad. It really makes me sad to see that our country is headed in a reverse direction, whereas we prided ourselves on offering opportunity, regardless of our skin color, regardless of our sexual orientation, just to people that had something to give. And now the first thing we're asking, what is your skin color? What is your sexual orientation? And why don't you like it? Fuck out of here. It needs to be about merit. America. That's what I want.
America. I like that one. And maybe if we found a way to get some land, and you can inherit, be like your own president or something. America. I like that.
I would never do that. Hey, it's all about the Republic, baby. I remember Rome fell because it forgot that it was a republic. And today's leadership forgets that America is a republic. Let's make it a republic.
There you go. And that's a really good idea. What's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Read, read, and read. Leaders are readers. And when I say read, put your fucking phone down. Get a book. Turn physical pages. Grab a highlighter. Highlight something that means something to you. Then look at another book. And if you do not have a hero, then you're an asshole. Look at the people that lived before you. Learn to respect the people that achieved the things that allowed you to do what you want to do. If you do not have a hero, then you're an asshole, and that's why you're unhappy. And you don't need to change your private parts. You just need to read a fucking history book. Sorry for my language.
No, that's okay. I think that's a great idea. You made some valid points. We'd love to have you back when it comes to the new documentary and everything. We're here with Seasoned Money Manager and the author of the book, Baby's First Business Book, and also talking about the affordable housing shortage. VJ Marolia here on the Mike Wagner Show. VJ, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to it soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Live have you back. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people check out your book? And also just contact you in general.
Guys, please Google me, VJ on X. Follow me on Twitter or on X. And then check out The Cash Square if you really want to understand inflation, if you really want to understand how to put yourself ahead of all the hurdles that are coming your way.
All right. Well, certainly check that out. Once again, VJ, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Laugh, have you back. Wish all best. And one more thing, VJ, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. And likewise, keep up the great work, my man.